So, as you received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him. Hey? Rooted and built up in Him. And absolutely rock solid established in faith, in trust in Him. Just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. That's how you're not in pride when you're giving thanks. See to it, guys, see to it. Make sure it's in your power that no one captures you by philosophy and going nowhere empty deceit, because they will try. According to human tradition, according to spirits, elemental spirits, raw earth, magic, power spirits of the world, of the cosmos, of the atmosphere of the fallen planet, and not according to Christ. Totally different. For in Him, the whole fullness, the fatness of the deity, the whole fullness, I mean, the whole, in Christ, the whole fullness of the deity has come to rest, dwells, sits bodily. Wow. And you, you have been filled, have been filled, have been filled, fattened in Him. Him who is already, always was, the head of all rule and authority. Wow. He's Lord. He's Lord. In Him you were circumcised with a circumcision not done with hands, with the putting off of the body of the flesh. It's put off from you. It's not ruling over you anymore. By the circumcision of Christ. Wow, guys, it's happened. Yes. Having already been buried with Him by baptism, you've died. You don't need to fear death. You already died. You've already been buried. Your funeral's happened. Your funeral's happened. Your death could be a disappointment if you're expecting a death. It'll be a bit of a shock. The funeral will be a bit of a damp squib. It's already happened. Having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him. Wow, you've been raised. You were raised. So you died? You've already been resurrected? Your body's just got to catch up? You've already been resurrected. Whoa. From the dead. And you who were, you were dead. You thought you were alive, but you were dead in your transgressions. People think they're alive, but they're dead. So death can't be what we think it is. We thought we were alive, but we were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of our flesh. We were still bonded to our flesh. God made us alive together with him, having forgiven all of your trespasses. Having forgiven all of your trespasses. What if you'd never blown it? What if no one could ever remember any of your sins anymore? Having forgiven all your trespasses. No more record of sins. Wow, gone. Too late. Wow. By cancelling the record, it's gone. The record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands, this he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He's nailed it to the cross. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. When the enemy's reminding you of your sin, it's too late. It's gone. It's gone. It's an illusion that it would still remain with its power. It's gone. He disarmed. That was their only weapons. And he took him off. It took them off him. Took them off them. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame. Like he openly shamed them. They were openly exposed. You might think you've struggled with shame. They were shamed. They were totally horrified and exposed by his death on the cross. Because if they knew what would happen, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. But what has been decided for it happened before they were created. So they didn't know it was coming. He triumphed over them in him on the cross. Wow. I'm just going to keep going, guys, because this is so for you. So don't let people pass judgment over you. Don't let it land. Don't let other people's critique and boxes land on you. In questions of things like food and drink, or regard to festivals or new moon or Sabbath. I don't know what we'd translate that to now. Whether you smoke, drink, dress weirdly, the way you talk, what you like, what you do, whether you're religious or not. Well, they're just a shadow of the things to come. But the real stuff, the substance, it's Christ. You see, he's everything. Wow. Shall I keep going? You still with me? Let no one disqualify you. Do you ever feel like you're disqualified from worship? You're disqualified to be in his presence. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on harsh living and worshipping angels. People that go on and detail about visions. Do you ever feel like, oh, I don't have all those visions? And people detail the things they've seen. You think, gosh, I barely felt God's presence in the meeting, let alone the color of the angel's crown on their head and the type of jewel that was in it. Puffed up, wow, puffed up without reason by a sensuous mind and of a self-satisfying earthly mind and not holding fast to the head. What good is everything we talk about the heavens if we don't come back to the head? What good are the heavens without the head? Jesus, from whom the whole body, us, nourished and knit together through its joints. We're nourished through our joints, through our connections. We're nourished. It's why you need to be connected to the body. And I don't mean attending a Sunday meeting. That's not enough. That's not it. That won't do it. You can sit on a seat in a Sunday meeting and it can be doing nothing, or you can sit on a seat in a Sunday meeting and you're being nourished. It's got nothing to do with that meeting as such. It's whether you're connected to the body, whether you have relational connection with those whose hearts are open to Jesus, and you're being fed and feeding each other. Wow. And then you grow with the growth that is from God. So it's God doing the growth when we encourage and strengthen one another. And I'll jump to this last bit. Since then, you've been raised with Christ. Since that has happened, since you are already resurrected, you are in him, which doesn't really work in English. Paul constructs a phrase that doesn't really work in Greek. It says you're in Christ. It's like you're one with him. You're enveloped. You're in him. It's not a religious label. It's, you're in him. Since then, you've been raised with Christ. Seek the things above. Seek the high stuff. Where Christ is seated. Where Christ has come to rest in authority, because authority always sits down. Authority doesn't have to stress. It sits down and goes, no, or yes. Where he's seated, where the battle is over. At the right hand of God. Set your mind on above, not on things on the earth. You see, you don't live here, you live there. Or rather, we live here, we don't live there. Did you get that? Yes. We live here, we don't live there. So pole dark's good, but it's temporary. Yeah, it's serious. TV. That's good. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. You know, this woman I knew from, she lived in the depths of Wales, and she was not in touch with anything. Like, no TV. This was some years ago. And no internet, nothing. Didn't get the papers. But occasionally she'd come to Christian stuff, travel all the way. But she's not connected at all. But when people talked to her about the world news, she could tell you what was happening. And they said, how do you know? I don't know. I said, how do you know this stuff? She said, well, Dad sometimes lets me in on some of the things he's doing. How about that? How about switching off the news and being in his presence and then telling everyone what the news is? For you died, it's already happened, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. It's hard to see the real you because the real you is hidden. So we keep getting distracted by the flesh. But the real you is hidden. I mean, this is just a bag of leather, isn't it? You know, some of us have got prettier bags of leather than others, but I've got news for you, everybody's bag of leather rots in the end. The real you is hidden. It's glorious, whether you're 15 or 95, the real you is hidden and glorious, regardless of what your flesh looks like. When Christ, or let me change this because I know the Greek. As Christ, who is your life, you don't have any life apart from him. And of course, with him you have life. as Christ, who is your life, appears, as he is appearing, then you also appear with him in glory. As he manifests, so you are manifest with him in glory. As we see him more, we see you more. As he's released, as his purposes are seen in the earth, you're seen more. We're stuck together. The real you comes out as he comes out. You appear with him in glory. Have you ever wondered what glory is? Do you ever wonder? Glory? Is it just me? Maybe I think I'm getting thick sometimes. I'm getting thicker the more I go on with the Lord. It's like, I get stuck on words like, I thought I knew what that meant, but I don't really know what that means, do I? Because if I try and put it in all the situations, my understanding, it doesn't work in everyone. So what is glory? So I was talking to someone about theology that they were saying to me. They got their theology sewn up perfectly. It was really good. I tell you, it was a really good theology about the flesh. Fantastic. And I said, yeah, but how does all that fit with this one verse? Oh, no. And they said to me, yeah, but you can't overwhelm all the other verses from that one verse. And I said, but that one verse is a problem, isn't it? It's like a thorn scratching away at your theology. And it won't go away if only you could pull it out. It's like, I just, some stuff you just can't grasp fully. But glory, glory. It's a wondrous thing. Glory. It's like shining, shimmering, manifesting, essence, effervescence, flowing of God, glory, twinkly. Oh, it's like, ooh. It is God, but it's the eminence of God, so it's not God, it's from God, it is God. It's all wrapped up, but you can walk in it, but the problem is you're already vitally connected to it, and it's in you. And it's like God's substance, and well, it isn't God, but it is God. And you're in it now, and it's in you. And it's going to shimmer and glory and shine and transform out through you as you're transformed from one degree of manifesting that glory to another. Wow. Some people think they're getting uglier. Have you heard that? Some people look in the mirror and think they're getting uglier. What? You're looking with the wrong eyes. You're extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. And it's because of him. He is the head. Jesus Christ, Lord of all. Wow, the beginning and the end. I love it. The Alpha and the Omega. He is all in all. So as I said, one day, maybe it was on that fourth Mahanaim that we all went to. You know. You know we were there. You know we were there. We were in that classroom. Do you remember? We were there. We all said hello. You've just amnesiacked it. It was definitely there. It's hard to know about time frames when you're up there. What was I saying? That's so clever. You're not getting uglier. I stopped fearing death about 7 years ago when I almost didn't come back from heaven. And so I can't claim that I got there by dint of my theology or prayer. I just experienced the depth of heaven Eden that I almost didn't come back from, and I only came back because of Catherine. And I would have stayed and gone. And I don't think I wasn't being Enoched. I wouldn't call myself so high up that I would follow in Enoch's footsteps yet. But I just could have stayed. It was so beautiful. And it's so different. It's like this world is just rubbish compared to that. And so from then on, I understood. I'd never understood before. And I would read Philippians, where Paul says, oh, I'd rather go. And I got it. Oh, I would rather go. Guys, I would rather go. I would rather slip out right now. But some things hold me back. He says, I'd rather go, but I know I'm going to stay. It's because of you, and I want to encourage you. And it's cool to stay and be around some people for a while. And receive and give. That's cool. But I lost this fear of death. I mean, I don't like pain. I hate it when they take blood. Then I hate it when they say sharp scratch. It's not a sharp scratch. It's nothing like a scratch. I know a scratch. It's a jab. I'm always wondering when they go sharp scratch, liar. Sharp scratch, liar. Except one nurse, there's one nurse in Higham on the Hill. I don't know what it is about her, but she takes blood and I can't feel a thing. It's just, and I'm sure it's technique. Yeah, she must somehow avoid the nerves. But anyway, I don't like pain, but I'm not afraid of dying. Because I've already died. And I've seen it. Gosh, guys. Yeah, we are in for an extraordinary adventure. It's already started. So we live for the unseen. So we are these weird people that are seeking stuff that's not visible with your eyes. We are weird. We are, but when you're here, it's not weird. They're weird. It's like, oh, you've forgotten. This is glorious. We live for the unseen things. We live for the visions in the night that are real. And they're outworking in our daily life. We live for the voice of the Lord that comes, that psychologists say you shouldn't hear voices. But we hear voices. So I hear them all the time, and it's getting worse. So according to the world's definition, I'm slightly insane. But then that is one of the barriers you have to walk through to be a Christian, isn't it? You have to walk through a barrier of insanity. But sanity is defined by a culture. The culture decides what is sane and sets it there. Well, you have to walk through that membrane and go, I'm going to trust in someone I can't see with my entire life. Yeah. That's insane, according to culture. But that's you. So why don't we... Why don't we commission you to be godly insane? That we're going to live and seek the unseen, not the seen. Should we do that? So we're going to take all the seen stuff that troubles us and we're going to say, Lord, help me. I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on what you're doing. Give me understanding. Give me visionary experience. Open my eyes. Help me to see who I am, who you are, so that I can live from there rather than what's right in front of my eyeballs. And I'm crazy enough to believe that if we walk, as usual, and walk over this magic mat, sorry, godly mat, wrong language, people freak out. this godly mat, that as you walk over it, something can happen. Yes, you can feel it. It's an anointed mat. It's carrying some shooby juice. So if we walk over this, it's it doesn't fit in Oxford University. You're not going to get some kind of, you know, piece of paper, but it'll get a heavenly piece of paper, but not physical. But something could happen if you realize. Oh, tell you what, when you stand on this, something's going to happen. Well, they picked on you. They've really picked on you. They've ganged up on you. There's three of them. There's three of them. They've ganged up on you. Huh. One of them's come because you asked for stuff. One of them's come because somebody else asked for stuff. And one of them says he's come because God got angry over some other stuff that came against you. They've ganged up on you. Something's going to happen when you tread on this mat for all of us. So what? Why don't we queue there, go around, and maybe I could have a few people. You know, like a prayer tunnel thing? But it's the mat, okay? It's the mat that's going to do it. So look, I want to ask right now, I want to dedicate this mat in Jesus' name. I want to ask for glory's substance to come on it, because I am standing as a priest, gifted by you to be a priest, not in my own efforts. And I say, Lord, would you use this mat to change our lives? Would you accelerate us? As we step on this, we want to engage our faith and trust that you will cause us to be more focused on the unseen than the seen than we've ever been before. That it will shake off fear of death. That it will shake off focus on death. And that we will focus on life and ever-increasing life. That even things that we've struggled with for a long time will shift. And even people we hold in our hearts will shift as we walk over this. In Jesus' name. They're here. Do you want a cue there? We probably should. No, I was going to say you should have Christian music on, but it's not necessary. Should we start there? Cue from someone standing there. And can I have some people who would pray? I don't know who that would be. I guess it would be like people with an orange badge or something. And I'm. Wow. Wow. I reckon Paul's going to do some atmospheric worship now. I can see he's going to do that. It's awesome. So just to remind you, we're not doing something that's just some kind of charismatic Christian thing. The people of Israel would do this. They would anoint everyone. They would have gatherings and anoint everyone and commission them. So we're doing that now. So I want you to prepare your heart and go, Lord, I surrender afresh to you. I take everything from this whole weekend, all the things that you've said, and I want to say yes. The things that you've spoken to me, I want to say yes, and I want to soften my heart. Put you afresh at the head of my life. And I want to fall into you as I walk on this carpet. Feel free to come.